And then discussing Kolob on the next page, you're looking at a page of the Mormon scriptures from the Pearl of Great Price Book of Abraham. One of their scriptures is called the Pearl of Great Price, and in that there's a book called the Book of Abraham. And in the underlined portion, it says, talks about the star Kolob. Underlined, it says, Kolob, signifying the first creation, nearest to the celestial or residence of God. One day in Kolob is equal to 1,000 years according to the measurements of this earth. Kolob, called by the Egyptians Oblibish, which is the next grand governing creation nearest to the celestial or place where God resides. So going back to our chart again, we see that the first estate is nearest to the star, the preexistence nearest to the star called Kolob. Heavenly Father, whose name is Elohim, lives there, if you're looking at the blanks, along with Heavenly Mother. If you're filling in the blanks, Heavenly Mother. This is something that definitely separates Latter-day Saint theology from any movement I know of within church history ever claiming to be Christian. The Mormon Church is the only church I've ever seen that teaches that there's not only that there's female deities, any church that claims to be Christian.